From VOA Learning English, this is the Technology Report in Special English. Public health officials say tobacco companies are avoiding a worldwide ban on advertising tobacco products to young people by using smartphone applications or apps. The officials say some of the apps are designed to persuade young people to start smoking. Armando Peruga works for the World Health Organization's Tobacco-Free Initiative. He recently discovered one such pro-smoking app online.
I was taken aback by a game that is called Puff Puff Pass, which is application, is a cartoon game where the user must click on game characters to order them to smoke and pass the cigarette to the other characters. And the user collects points if he or she continues passing the cigarette in the same sequence at a fast pace. Obviously, that can only be directed at very young kids.
Millions of people around the world now have smartphones, and many of them are children. Researchers in Australia searched the Apple and Android app stores using words like smoke, smoking, cigar, cigarette, and tobacco. They found more than 100 apps linked to those words. The apps included not only games and social utilities, but advertisements for tobacco products and information about where the products could be purchased. 42 of the apps were from the Android store. Together, they had been downloaded 6 million times. The most popular Android apps were those that simulate smoking. The apps let users smoke a virtual cigarette and produce visual effects of the cigarette being burned and smoked. Some of the simulation apps claim to aid in quitting smoking. Armando Peruga said the names of some of the apps are very misleading.
These apps, which are, the study identified about 107 of these pro-smoking apps, are classified under names such as health and fitness, entertainment, games, which are very misleading, and anyone can access, especially young kids.
The Australian researchers believe these pro-smoking smartphone applications violate the World Health Organization Framework Convention on Tobacco Control. The convention bans all advertising and promotion of tobacco products in the media in countries that have signed the treaty. The researchers say the app stores have a moral and possibly legal responsibility to honor the convention and other laws that ban the advertising of tobacco products to young people. The report on pro-tobacco smartphone applications was published in the journal Tobacco Control.